This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's an $800 million construction project in the works in London. A Chinese property developer named Ni Jiaxing wants to recreate the Crystal Palace, the Victorian-era cast iron and plate glass monument to the Industrial Revolution that burned down back in the 1930s. Mr. Ni's plans to rebuild, however, are getting a mixed reception. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard sent this report.
Mr. Ni has come forward with a brilliant, original, and simple vision.
London Mayor Boris Johnson embraces the Chinese plan to recreate the huge Victorian structure high up on a hill in the same South London park where it once stood.
South London will once again acquire a world-class cultural attraction. The park will be reborn and the palace will rise again.
This video recounts the history, how the Crystal Palace, a third of a mile long, was built to house the Great Exhibition of 1851. The exhibition was an international display of manufacturing prowess. Design and culture critic Stephen Bailey says since Britain then dominated the global economy, the Crystal Palace embodied British imperial pride.
It was such a monument to confidence and vigour, and a refusal to compromise. It was Britain having the nerve and indeed audacity to say, look, you know, we actually own the planet.
Oh dear, says Bailey, how things have changed, how far we've fallen.
So I find it rather dismaying that 150 or so years later, a property developer from Shanghai is, with the approval of the Mayor of London, about to ape artlessly this fine high Victorian creation. It'll just be a muddled piece of kitsch.
Like, he says, other architectural fakes in China, like the Champs-Élysées with stunted Eiffel Tower in Hangzhou, or Thames Town in Shanghai. The Crystal Palace plan is also meeting resistance on the ground in the Crystal Palace Park in South London.
We're walking up the steps now that were part of the central axis, and ahead of us is the actual site of the old palace.
John Payne of the Crystal Palace Community Association shows me all that remains of the old structure, these steps and a rather romantic stone terrace and balustrade. What's really been left here, says Audrey Hammond, a founding member of the association, is priceless.
It's the most wonderful open space, a green lung for Londoners, and this is what we need, not more development, more building, more money-making schemes made out of our precious bit of open space.
The developer says he wants to build what he calls a jewel in Britain's crown, which will pay its way as a concert, convention and exhibition centre, with a six-star hotel thrown in. Stephen Carr, head of the local council which owns the park, is rooting for the project.
It's clear to me that there is a real chance and a reality that this can happen. It's a great opportunity for people, and I certainly wouldn't be, and the council wouldn't be behind it if we didn't think it was going to have a huge benefit for the local people.
Supporters say the project will recover a long-lost architectural gem. Opponents say if it's built, the new Crystal Palace will not reflect well on Britain. It'll show a country and a culture that's lost its way. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.